made. Israel has blockaded Gaza since 2007, including cutting off access to the sea. For NPR News, I'm Derry Buscarin in Istanbul.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Raymond James, where wealth management, banking, and capital market strategies start with connections between people. Raymond James, the power of personal. Disclosures at RaymondJames.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Magic Flute Overture here on KPR to open our Monday morning together. That was the City of London Sinfonia conducted by John Rutter. Good morning. I am Destiny. Glad you are here along with me this morning. The sun has finally peeked its way out of the clouds just in time to warm things up for a lot of severe weather potential coming in later this afternoon. So keep listening to KPR for the updated forecast. And there are lots of ways to get the weather on your phone. Also, our KPR app. We are here for you. Right now, there is a flood watch in effect until tomorrow morning for most of northeast Kansas. So stay safe out there. Magic. Why the magic flute? Well, Beethoven and Louis Spohr had commentary on that as well, and we are going to hear about that in a little bit. But right now, I want to play a Haydn symphony for you, one that I honestly think and wonder if Beethoven, who, you know, Haydn was Beethoven's teacher, I think Beethoven maybe got some of his crazy, very dramatic ideas from Haydn, especially in this symphony, the last movement. There are a lot of Beethoven-esque things in here, so it's interesting. Interesting to think about what the teacher passed along to Beethoven. So, Haydn Symphony number 46, it is right now with Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik on Kansas Public Radio. Haydn Symphony No. 46 here on Kansas Public Radio. Bruno Weil and Toffel Musik. Going back to some magical golden flutes in just a moment. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, presenting their 2026 induction ceremony featuring performances by The Get Up Kids, Andy McKee, Brody Buster, and Main Street. May 30th at Liberty Hall. Tickets at ksmhof.org. And KU's School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. All right, we opened with Mozart's Magic Flute, and Beethoven arrived in Vienna shortly after Mozart's death in 1791, and he was viewed as the heir to Mozart's musical throne. Well, I found his 12 variations on the Magic Flute, so you will recognize some familiar Mozartian music in here, but with a Beethoven twist. I also have a recording of two people who I wouldn't necessarily say are Beethoven. I mean, they're experts at everything. It's not that. It's just their recording is going to be very romantic and stylized, and I love it personally. This is Misha Maisky on cello and Marta Argerich on piano. I hope you like their take on this, because I do, on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's 12 Variations on the Magic Flute, played by Misha Maisky on cello and Marta Argerich on piano. I'm Destiny. I hope you liked that. I have yet another, I guess we will say, a potpourri on the Magic Flute coming right up. I've got some exciting happenings to tell you about here at KPR. Join us for 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, yummy, yummy, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas. That's every Thursday in June, and the food trucks start at 11:30, the music at 1, and also, something else fun, the 780 Songwriters Circle is presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. That's free at the Lawrence Public Library Wednesday, June 10th, and that'll be at 6 p.m. Well, that golden flute that Mozart wrote about sure lasted throughout the years. Louis Spohr is a composer who wrote Potpourri on the magic flute. We have a flute playing. Hey, what do you know? I wonder if it's magic. Of course it is. This is Barbara Todd on flute and Natalie Teven-Levins on harp now on KPR. Louis Spohr's Potpourri on the Magic Flute with Barbara Todd on flute and Natalie Teven-Levins on harp here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here with me this morning. I've got more magic coming up, the Sorcerer's Apprentice this morning. That'll be great. And by the way, keep your eye on the weather out there today, folks. We're supposed to get a lot of severe weather later this afternoon. Keep listening to KPR throughout the day for updates. Laura Lorson will be in at 3 with All Things Considered, and she's always great at updating the weather. So keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio.
New England is full of historic homes, barns, and churches that are at risk of falling apart, but there's a growing shortage of people who know how to repair them.
We can see that there could be demolitions and total loss of buildings if there aren't enough people around to do this work.
I'm Ilse Chang, how a New Hampshire program is teaching high schoolers building restoration skills on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Yes, the web is really useful, especially because sometimes our towers go down occasionally when the weather gets severe. So we've got an app, Kansas Public Radio, that does the live streaming and also our website. And if you do have a smart speaker, just ask it really nicely to play Kansas Public Radio. It will. Your smart speaker can be very nice, I promise. Not as nice as the great music I have next hour, though. Don't go anywhere. NPR News is up next, and then I am back with you with more music on KPR.
This weekend with Qatar, Turkey, and Pakistan potentially looking for a diplomatic solution. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Aguado's Polonaise No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio, played by Julian Bream on guitar. I thought I would sandwich this hour with a couple of Polonaise for you. A famous one around 1045 by Chopin with a great cellist. Up next, something that, well, if I say his name, you might think it's going to be really modern, Max Reger. But actually, he wrote this the year before his death in 1915, so he wrote it in 1914. And he wanted it to be absolutely clear and straightforward music that captured the elegance and conversational spirit of classical chamber music. So I think it'll be really interesting. By the way, I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. We are in our second hour of music together and keeping an eye on the weather for you. We've got some severe storms rolling in later this afternoon, so keep on listening to KPR. For now, let's listen to this lovely serenade. I've got the Concertgebouw Orchestra playing it with Eugene Yoakum conducting, Max Reger's Serenade on KPR. Was Eugene Yoakum with the Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam. I'm Destiny. Glad you're here listening to music with me this morning. We've got a Polonaise coming up by a great cellist. Keep your eye on the weather out there. It's supposed to get some severe storms later today. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And keep listening for weather updates. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Hedge Apple. offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday. Store hours and more info at hedgeapple.com. And Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More info on Instagram and Facebook. All righty. Janusz Starker was a great cellist, and I've got a recording here of him playing Chopin's Polonaise Brillante. It is right now on KPR. Chopin's Polonaise Brillante here on Kansas Public Radio, Shebook on piano, and Starker on cello, Janusz Starker. I am Destiny, glad you are here with me today. Next hour, back to the magic. I've got music about The Apprentice and dances from Aladdin. It'll be really, really fun. Other fun stuff to tell you about going on at KPR. Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. That's Thursday, June 4th. Live from the Dole Institute. More on that at doleinstitute.org. And another supporter to thank. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Pony Express began and Jesse James met his end. More information at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. Produced in cooperation with Visit Missouri. We are in most of Northeast Kansas is in a flood watch until tomorrow morning. Some potential severe weather coming in this afternoon, so keep listening to Kansas Public Radio. Laura Larson will be in at 3 p.m. for All Things Considered, and she'll tell you all about it. And that was my stomach growling because I'm hungry. Hungry for more music. Wah, wah, on KPR.
At NPR's Morning Edition, we talk with newsmakers.
Let's hear now from Senator Alex Padilla of California.
Cultural icons.
That is Billy Idol. The new documentary is called Billy Idol Should Be Dead. It'll be streaming.
And people living the news.
Robert Echeverria is one of the more than 500 TSA officers who quit during the partial government shutdown.
All perspectives on what's happening every weekday from NPR News.
That'll begin today at 3 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We are live. We are local from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the LEAD Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the LEAD for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details on that at lead.ku.edu. It is 11:01. NPR News is coming up next, and then I will be back with more music for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
The Senate parliamentarians blocking a billion-dollar Secret Service provision from being included in a Republican-backed immigration enforcement bill as is. Senate Republicans have proposed taxpayer funding for security upgrades to President Trump's White House ballroom. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This is Kansas Public Radio. Some raucous dances from Aladdin there to end the set here on KPR. Dances from Aladdin by Ernest Tomlinson, or Alan Perry as he was known. That was the Belly Dance. And that was Ernest Tomlinson conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. We opened today's program around 9:06 a.m. with Mozart's Magic Flute. I thought I would keep the magic a-going. Everybody loves The Sorcerer's Apprentice. That's coming up at around 11:25. I did find something called Dance of the Apprentice by Wagner. So it's about 6 minutes, and I thought we would take a listen. I hadn't heard it before, so I'm curious to know what you think. This is the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Otto Klemperer, right now on KPR. Well, we went from the light classical music this morning to the really heavy stuff here on KPR. Wagner's Dance of the Apprentices, indeed. Very grand. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra with Otto Klemperer conducting. That after Dances of Aladdin, and you know what's coming up, right? The Sorcerer's Apprentice. But never fear, I will give us some Parisian happiness towards the end of the hour that is a little bit lighter. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science and medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu and Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. Alrighty, a favorite among many of you, Paul Dukas, The Sorcerer's Apprentice, a famous tune indeed. Lots of famous tunes in here. Leonard Slatkin and the National Orchestra of France will be playing for us now on KPR. Always an exciting listen here on KPR, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. That ending always makes me think it's going to end, and then I'm waiting for the da-da-da-dum. Ah. Love it. Duca, the composer. Leonard Slatkin with the National Orchestra of France. And speaking of France, a little Parisian happiness coming your way. Something that makes us happy here on KPR, our supporters, most especially the University of Kansas, of course, serving Kansans and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. All right, something a little lighter to wet our whistle, as they say, before we go into the noon hour of music. I've got something by Offenbach, Gaîté Parisienne, which means Parisian gaiety, which means just an awful lot of joy. So that'll be nice. Leonard Bernstein is conducting the New York Philharmonic in this recording. It is right now on KPR. Gaîté Parisienne here on Kansas Public Radio with that famous can-can in there. I love that. Offenbach, a great composer. That was Leonard Bernstein with the New York Philharmonic. I hope you are all doing really well today. The sun is out and heating up a little bit. The wind is blowing. We do have the potential for severe storms today. Originally, I heard they'd be moving at around 4 now. Seems like it could be a little later, but, you know, one really never knows what Mother Nature will decide to throw at us. So I would suggest that you all just keep listening to Kansas Public Radio, because we are all on the weather for you, and we will keep you posted. By the way, Classics by Request is this Friday from 9 to noon, and I've got some spots left for requests, and I would love, love, love to hear from you. Let me know anything special you'd like to hear on the radio. I know there have been a lot of May graduations, so we heard some graduation music last weekend. Maybe you've got something special you'd like to tribute to somebody. How? Just go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, navigate on over to the Shows tab, and if you click on that, you'll see a bunch of our shows pop up. Click on Classics by Request, and it will take you to a form that you can fill out. You can be anonymous if you would like. Don't worry about spelling things correctly. That's my job. Just let me know. Anything you'd like to hear, I will try my best to find it. We love you, our dear listeners, here on Kansas Public Radio.
New England is full of historic homes, barns, and churches that are at risk of falling apart, but there's a growing shortage of people who know how to repair them.
We can see that there could be demolitions and total loss of buildings if there aren't enough people around to do this work.
I'm Elsa Chang, how a New Hampshire program is teaching high schoolers building restoration skills on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with your host, Laura Larson, and she will also be keeping an eye on the weather for you. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org. Looks like most of northeastern Kansas is in a flood watch until tomorrow morning. Like I said, keep your eyes and ears on Kansas Public Radio. Our website's a great place to find information. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. We are here for you. NPR News up next, then more music. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.